I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
7:14, hot, humid, could be that way through October. I think it's safe in saying that now. I think we've seen our last cold front of the year. Pat Connick joins us now, our friend, Louisiana State Senator, to talk about what's going on in Baton Rouge with the session. How you doing, Senator Connick?
Doing great, Tommy. Good to talk to you.
Let's talk about insurance, car insurance, and I know they had some hearings yesterday. What do you see happening with car insurance rates and anything that could really change for those of us? And look, you pay them too, the high insurance rates in Louisiana.
Yeah, it was a big day in the Senate committee on insurance. On due day was the committee, and the battle can be summed up this way: it's Louisiana has too many lawsuits with big payouts versus insurance companies are making record profits and need to, you know, share those profits with by lowering rates. But as it stands now, the insurance companies are winning that battle. They had five bills in due day yesterday, went into the night, and all five of those bills passed. That's going to hopefully lower the insurance rates of automobiles.
How, Pat? How is that going to happen? What were the bills about?
Well, there were several. One was House Bill 434 would keep injured, uninsured drivers from receiving the first $100,000 of any payout, up from, you know, right now it's $15,000. If someone hits you, if you hit someone with your vehicle and causes an accident and that person's injured, if that person does not have insurance, he does not collect the first $15,000 of his injuries. Mm-hmm. With this bill, that's going to increase to the first $100,000. So that's going to force people to either get insurance, or if you get injured in an accident, you won't be able to collect.
Wait, so if I get hurt in an accident, I don't have insurance, what can't I do now, and what would change?
If you don't have automobile insurance, mm-hmm. and you are injured in an accident, you will not be able to collect. Currently, you're not able to collect the first $15,000 of your damages. That $15,000 is going to be increased to $100,000.
So it's like a deductible almost. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
That's a good way to describe it. Another bill saying right now, if you get into an accident and you're 51% at fault, you can collect 49% of your damages. Another bill is going to prevent that from happening. If you are 51% at fault, you can't collect anything. So the insurance companies will not have to pay anybody anything if the person is determined to be the majority at fault. So
when it comes to that $100,000 thing, and I'm not trying to, you know, take up for anybody here or anything else, but when it comes to damages, I guess the concern is that if you don't have insurance, A, is it real damage or is it soft tissue damage and we're looking for a big payday here like the whiplash capital of the world? Or if somebody is injured and there's no, are they going to go to the emergency room and do you and I wind up paying for that anyway? You see where I'm going with this long term?
And that's the argument on the other side. But if you have $100,000 worth of damages, you're injured. I mean, you're not going to have a soft tissue, you know, mm-hmm. chiropractor kind of bill. You may have surgery or some other thing. So, and it's just that's the reality of that bill, and it is going to pass, but with no doubt that's going to pass. So the key is to get just everybody have insurance. That's just the way things are going up here.
I hear you. Let me talk about the record profits, and what did I see about flying somebody from Hammond to somewhere else twice a week or something? What was all that about?
I don't know about that. Oh. You know, I was at a seminar in downtown New Orleans a few weeks ago, and one of the insurance companies saying they had the record profits. They were talking to all their brokers that were in town for the golf tournament, and they said they had a great year. $3 billion worth of profits in North America. So the insurance companies are making money. But in the past, we passed over 26 tort reform bills in the last few years, and the rates have not gone down. So that's the other side of the equation. Why are these insurance companies making all this money? Are they sharing the wealth with the policyholders, or are they just blaming trial lawyers, you know, for, you know, why these rates are going up? So there's something behind all this. We got to keep digging and see what's going on. I have a bill, Tommy, that's going to be heard today that's going to force, this is on the homeowner side, to force the insurance companies to disclose what the profits of their affiliate companies are making. There was some discussion in Florida where the homeowners companies were saying, well, we're...
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going bankrupt. We can't pay these bills. But the affiliated companies, the management companies, were making billions of dollars. So we're going to try to look into that and see what the reality is. But we got to give some relief to homeowners insurance policy payers and to car insurance policy payers. And we got to look behind the curtain to see what's going on.
Yeah, I don't want to get anybody mad here, but just as Entergy or a power company breaks into subsidiaries to protect the mothership, right, and then they spread liability out, they can make it look like they're losing money or making money however they want. And look, let's be honest, the church does the same thing with archdioceses, and I don't mean to make anybody mad there, but I just wonder, how do you pierce all of that? We can talk about it when we come back, Pat, when you determine whether or not the insurance companies, because you got to figure out what the problem is. That's what you're saying. You got to figure out, okay, if you're really making record payouts, then is the problem trial attorneys or not? Or if you're making record profits, are the problems really trial attorneys? And then how do you regulate it? How do you can't force somebody to write insurance. Then it goes to approving rate increases. That gets us to the insurance commissioner. We'll pick it up there when we come back. It's a hard thing to figure out, man. Pat Connick, our guest, Senator, we'll talk about more insurance when we return. Right now, traffic, WWL. 7:26 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Senator Pat Connick, who is a Shaw graduate, as am I, just to give a little shout-out to the Eagles. And he also passed a commendation for Hank Tierney for winning the state championship. Matter of fact, that reminds me, I got a gift for Coach Tierney, a friend. He is a friend. I got to drop it off over there. Let's talk about the profit thing with subsidiaries and determining. I don't know how you balance all of that, Pat, because you can't force somebody to write insurance. You can regulate the rates. That's what the insurance commissioner does. Tim Temple says he needs to do it based on actuarial tables. The governor's saying, no, you don't have to go by that, right? Take me through all of that. You're an attorney. Sort all of that out for me.
Well, the bottom line is the governor wants to force the insurance companies to reduce their rates based on, you know, if we pass all these laws, we got to have some type of reduction for the ratepayers. Mm-hmm. That's what the governor's pushing. The other side is if we pass these laws, we can't guarantee they're going to reduce rates. So where are we with this? That's the battle that's being drawn between the insurance commissioner and the governor. Some say the governor wants to make the insurance commissioner a scapegoat. Others say, no, we need to get these rates lower. And if we give the companies everything they want, and we're going to give them about 90% of what they're asking for this session, we need to show some results in a form of reductions of these rates. So where we land, I don't know, but that's the battle lines of being drawn. But, Tom, I have a bill, and it's going to be heard today, mm-hmm. in insurance that's going to force the insurance companies to disclose what their affiliates are making. That bill will likely fail, when it fails, I just want to put it on the table to make that issue known to the public. And then I'm going to turn it into a request by the auditor to have an audit of what these companies or affiliates are making. So
tell me what that looks like, Pat. The affiliates, explain that. Like, what do you want to see?
Well, they have management companies that handle claims. Mm-hmm. So if an insurance company has a claim, they hand it to a management company who hires adjusters. And those costs are sometimes, in Florida, they were inflated by a lot. So all the money was being pushed to these outside entities doing the work for the insurance company. So when it's time to pay the claims for hurricanes, the insurance company said, we're broke, we don't have the money, and they went bankrupt. Yet the affiliates were making billions of dollars. And that's documented in Florida. Is it happening in Louisiana? We don't know, but I want to see. I want to look into it.
Is that car insurance, house insurance, or both?
This is homeowners insurance.
Homeowners insurance, okay.
And that's a big problem. In the, I represent a lot of the coast and Grand Isle, Lafitte, and Plaquemines Parish. Those folks can't buy insurance. Even in, on the West Bank, you can't. You know, the insurance rates are out of sight, and people just can't afford it. So we got to look into that and say, you know, what can we do to help the situation?
Scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you that we're going to see a substantial decrease in automobile rates or homeowners' rates anytime soon?
I'm not. But we're going to give them what they want, and then we're going to see how they respond. And if they don't respond, that's the governor's going to say, I told you so. But that's what we're looking at. There's a lot going on in Baton Rouge, and it's pretty complicated, but we're going to do our best to figure it out and get some relief to the homeowners and car insurance payers.
Thank you, Pat. Appreciate it. Pat Connick, Louisiana State Senator. We'll talk to Ben Riggs, Executive Director of Real Reform Louisiana. When we come back, get his take right now. Time for WWL First News.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.